Esports and online gaming are growing in popularity, especially among younger people. Many high schools and colleges have esports clubs and teams. There are even some professional outfits in there in the competitive world. But at UW-La Crosse, the school's recreation department built a full esports and gaming area in one of their recreation centers. It's called E-Zone, and they recently opened it up for the public to participate for a fee. Jeff Keenan is the recreational sports director at UW-La Crosse. Jeff, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
And Colin Kipper is the student coordinator of the E-Zone Gaming Center at UW-La Crosse. Colin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Colin, walk us into the E-Zone. What do we see? What's going on there?
Yeah, so right when you walk into the space, you'll always be greeted by one of our staff employees. Outside of that, we have 24 high-end gaming PCs, two PlayStation 5s, two Xbox Series X's, two Nintendo Switches, and then two Oculus Quests as well.
Jeff, I understand you came to UW-La Crosse a few months after E-Zone opened. Did you expect, as a recreational sports director, you'd have this computer gaming lab venue as part of your deal?
I actually started a few months before it opened, so I was actually able to be part of the process in opening it up. But yeah, it's something that has been becoming popular in the student unions, recreation spaces on college campuses. So I knew it was going to be, you know, something that could be up and coming that I might be taking on. And when I took the job at UWL, that was one of my first challenges when I took the job, and it's been a whirlwind ever since.
And Colin, what kind of response have you seen and heard from students using the E-Zone?
Oh, it's been huge for our campus. I mean, UWL is very known for being an active campus, but honestly, I think the growth that we've seen in the space was something we honestly probably weren't even expecting right away. Just from the second we opened our doors, it's been huge for a lot of our students on our campus.
Jeff, what do you see as the reason to have a computer gaming outlet as part of the rec sports department in the first place?
Yeah, we basically wanted to have something for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, when you create a recreation department, you know, you want something for everyone. So no matter how you choose to recreate, rec sports has something for you. So whether it's the traditional things like sports and fitness, or non-traditional activities such as the E-Zone or Outdoor Connection or climbing wall, we really wanted to meet students where they are and provide those gamers, you know, a formal place and a sense for them to find community and sense of belonging. So, you know, we wanted to reduce the financial barrier to participation. So the equipment is really expensive, especially the PCs. And, you know, the equipment, you know, makes a difference in gameplay. So if you're competitive, you want that high-end gaming PC, and we have that for you, you know, in the E-Zone.
And Colin,
to building that community for gamers, you know, getting them out of the dorm rooms into a space where they can be side to side and socialize together.
And Colin, I wanted to ask, what kind of balance have you seen between, you know, super competitive people and people who are just there to, you know, try out a new game?
Yeah, no, there's a pretty big balance in that. So we offer kind of during our intramural season more of the competitive side, so where students can sign up and play against other students on a weekly basis. And then, you know, we kind of have our what you would consider regulars who come in, you know, two, three times a week, come in, relax, play video games with their friends for a couple hours just to kind of de-stress from their week in class.
Talking about the E-Zone Gaming Center at UW-La Crosse, Colin Kipper is student coordinator, and Jeff Keenan is the recreational sports director at UW-La Crosse. Jeff, you've opened this up now. It was originally for students. Now community members can join the fun. What's going on?
Yeah, so we have memberships, day passes, if you just want to try it out for the day for a few hours. And then we also do reservations for corporate events, birthday parties, things like that. We had an open house a few weeks ago to kind of introduce the space to the community, and it went well. And yeah, we just want to share the space with the community. There's nothing quite like it in the La Crosse area. And similar to our Outdoor Connection program or our climbing wall, where we do have that unique offering, we wanted to provide that service to the La Crosse community and invite them in and check it out and, you know, be that service that the university often is in these towns and cities across Wisconsin.
And Colin, you're the student coordinator of E-Zone. I'm imagining you were at least kind of into computer games before you got into the program. Could you tell us what got you excited about it?
Yeah, so my gaming knowledge has been honestly since I was a kid. My parents got me into it, but I was ecstatic when I heard that the university was willing to bring a space like this kind of within to our rec center. I think there was a huge market on our campus for students who maybe aren't as interested in the more traditional sides of recreation and want to be able to use a space like this. And yeah, I was just beyond happy that campus was willing to kind of listen to some of the student feedback that we've been getting the last few years.
Jeff, I know this is a world, computers themselves, the technology and the games themselves, it changes fast. How do you make sure that the center keeps up with
Well, we listen to students. We
that?
listen to the content experts, and that's who we've found to listen to. You know, students have been a part of this project from the very beginning. They're the ones that brought it to us and said, "Hey, we should have an esports and gaming space on campus." And we listened. And you know, in order to continue development in this space, we really need to tap into the wants and needs of the students, and you know, kind of, listen to them. So, you know, I might not be the biggest gamer out there, but you know, it's Colin and the rest of the staff and folks that come into the E Zone, they're able to point us in the right direction.
Now, Colin, I'm sure most gamers there are friendly people. There are toxic people who go out there in the online gaming world. How do you keep things friendly at the E Zone?
Yeah, so I mean, we have a pretty strict policy in the sense of any sort of inappropriate behavior that would occur within the space. So, luckily, it's never been an issue since we've been open. But yeah, within our policies and procedures that all of our guests who attend the E-Zone have to sign and kind of read through and understand that we kind of have a no excuse. We don't allow that kind of allow that within our space. So very lucky that it has not been an issue to this point.
Okay, I got to ask both of you. Jeff, first of all, you said you're not necessarily the biggest computer gamer. That said, if you had to pick a computer game to play, whether it's at E-Zone or not, what would it be?
I like the virtual reality. So that was something that's totally different for me. So when we got those in the mail, you better believe I tried it out, and I've been enjoying, trying that out once in a while.
And Colin, what is your game of choice?
Oh man, right now I have been playing the new Hogwarts Legacy game. So it's based like 100 years before the Harry Potter movies. It's been a lot of fun.
And Jeff, just very briefly, if somebody else at another campus said, hey, we should steal this idea, how should they get started?
Yeah, they can give us a call, and that's what we did honestly when we were developing this space is we reached out to programs across the country that have done this before and searched the World Wide Web, and we learned from others, so folks can definitely learn from us. And in the higher education space, we are all about sharing information and trying not to reinvent the wheel too much.
Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.
And Colin, thanks for being with us today.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Been talking to Jeff Keenan, recreational sports director at UW La Crosse, and Colin Kipper, student coordinator of the E-Zone Gaming Center at UW La Crosse. They're with us today to talk about the popularity of online gaming and why UW La Crosse created this esports recreation center.